Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, a Wednesday afternoon. And many of us, in the last couple of months, have gotten back to reading, haven't we? I got news for you. The very latest from Brad Thor is an absolute must read. If you've read any of the other Scott Harvath novels, you're going to love this. I mean, you really are. You're going to love the latest one. And I can't believe I got it ahead of some other folks, and I read and just could not put it down. And what a thrill it is to have Brad Thor here. Brad, thank you so much for being here.
What a great introduction, Jeff. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm thrilled to be with you.
Well, I am a fan, in case you didn't pick up on that. I love the series. I cannot believe, is this really the 19th book about Scott Harvath?
It is, and I tell, and I'm going to say it again just for the benefit of your listeners, I tell everyone that my thrillers are like the James Bond movies. You don't need to have ever seen a James Bond movie before to jump right into the newest one and enjoy it. So,
well,
there you go.
You're right. That's absolutely true. However, as someone who would like you to sell more books, they really should get the whole series.
All 19. Wow. It's lovely. You must have spoken to my wife before the interview, Jeff. She says you don't have to read them in any order as long as you buy them all. That's her joke to friends and family.
Well, it's a very smart woman that you have married. Hey, I'm just curious, for folks maybe who are not familiar with Brad Thor, which I find it hard to believe that there are people who are not familiar with you, do you mind giving everybody a sense of kind of who you are? How'd you get to this point, this New York Times bestseller with these amazing, amazing stories you're telling?
Well, I actually had a career in public television. I had a travel show, and I was encouraging younger Americans, because at the time, the only person on public television was Rick Steves. It was skewed a little bit older than I was at the time, and I thought travel made me a better American. And so I did a travel show for 18 to 34-year-olds, but people in their 60s and 70s loved the show. And during filming or finishing up the second season, I got married, and my wife asked me on our honeymoon, what would you regret on your deathbed never having done? And I said, writing a book and getting it published. And she said, okay, when we get home 2 hours a day, start making that dream come true, and the rest is kind of history.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I don't take this the wrong way, but clearly you married up as well, Brad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I much smarter than me, much wiser. Yeah. No. I know I hit it out of the park. Outkick my coverage. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, tell us a little bit about some of these presentations you have made to Homeland Security and law enforcement. You know, I sit here as a former police officer, and when I read these books, I think to myself, you know, I've never been a spy. I've never been deployed in that way. But the detail to some of the operative ways, the minutia, man, it just it resonates. And I'm just curious, as you speak to some other groups, are you hearing the same sort of feedback?
Yeah, it's good. You know, I'm sure you say this too when you hear that stupid thing in the media. It was just a routine traffic stop. There's no such thing as a routine traffic stop. Every traffic stop is the most important one you've ever done, felony or otherwise. Listen, I've got a really good imagination. So the federal government after 9/11 invited me to come in along with Michael Bay, who directed the Transformers movies and the Benghazi movie, and a handful of other creative people, and said, listen, we got hit hard on 9/11 because we're just not creative enough at the federal level. Will you guys help us think outside the box and stay ahead of the bad guys? And that was called the Analytic Red Cell Unit. And I did that for the government. And then I have done some speaking at different law enforcement organizations for future threats, over the horizon threats. You know, what kind of small unit tactics are we seeing used in Iraq and Afghanistan that could be employed by street gangs in the United States? It's just me being me, Jeff. It's just me putting on that thinking cap and trying to help make the nation and police departments nimble, smarter, not even smarter. They're smart already, but more creative, I guess. That's really where I lend something.
Wow. Brad Thor is joining us, and Brad is a brilliant writer. I mean, such an entertaining writer. And that's one of the things that has always hit me, Brad, with the Scott Harbath Nathers Hill, is that I don't want to put them down, and I get into them, and it's like, okay, I'm sort of negotiating with myself. Oh, I'm just going to read one more page. I mean, you got to get that a lot, right?
Listen, if I'm not getting it, I'm not doing my job. So I want this to be a page turner. I want you to take it to the beach, take it to the lake, forget about everything that's going on for a while, get lost in a book. It is short, crisp, cinematic chapters. And it's supposed to sweep you away. I'm in the escape business. And to go back to what I said about my books being like James Bond movies, the latest one, Near Dark, if you and I were going to be going to the premiere of this movie together, if it was a movie, the movie poster would say on it, $100 million bounty has just been placed on the head of America's top spy. And that's like the log line for the Near Dark thriller.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah. So now that you have the whole movie poster crafted, when is the movie coming out?
Ah, so listen, I would love to come back and break news with you about who we got picked up by right before Corona hit. But I actually got a phone call from one of the top producers in Hollywood. This guy's, and you've seen his movies. And I said, well, listen, love to work with you, but the director's huge. He said, who do you want? I said, I can pick. He goes, yeah, who do you want? He got me my number one action director. I think this guy's the best in the world. So we're now putting everything together. So once Corona's gone, we can jump right in and start production. So we're very excited.
Wow, that's going to be a thrill. I will absolutely look forward to that. Near Dark is the name of the newest book. But as Mrs. Thor says, even though you can read them any order, you got to buy the whole set. You really honestly do. And take the journey with Scott Harvath. Now, here's the thing, though. When he's on the movie screen, what's he going to look like? Is he going to look like this character that the rest of us have created in our own heads?
Yes, absolutely. Because that was my one big thing. And this is what we talked about in Hollywood. Should the star make the movie or should the movie make the star? And this is what's great. This fabulous producer, the director, and I, we all agree that the movie should make the star, much the way the Bond franchise made Sean Connery. Nobody knew who Sean Connery was before he started with the Bond films. And so we don't want to grab somebody that you know from this movie or that successful TV show. We don't want you to see this Hollywood celebrity. We want you to see Scott Harvath. So that's what we're setting out to do. So we're going to find America's version of Sean Connery for this.
Oh, I love that. Now, are you going to make sure that you have some sort of little part in there?
Yeah, you know what? Listen, if Stephen King can get that mug into every single movie he's ever made, I got to get mine in, too. I may be pushing a mop, saying, sorry, sir, office is closed until tomorrow. But, you know I got to be in there. I'm getting a little bit up there to be on a stack. I mean, I'm 50. I take incredible care of myself. So I don't know if I'll be kicking in doors and shooting the bad guys in the face. But I'll get something, even if I'm washing dishes in the background.
I love it. I love it. Now, Brad, for folks who want to get this and they do have to get it, is there a better way to get it? Should they go to bradthor.com? Do they just go to Amazon? What's the best thing?
you know what? It's where they want to go and what businesses they want to support, particularly right now. There's a lot of great, I mean, everybody who sells my books, I love them all. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, the independent bookstores. I've been doing a big virtual tour this year to promote the virtual book or virtual tour to help promote independent bookstores. So if you've got an indie in your neighborhood or something like that, and you'd like to support them, you can do that. But you can pretty much find it anywhere.
Okay. Now, the one of the reasons I want folks to check out your website, Brad Thor, is that you can then wind up at the Brad Thor store, and you got some pretty cool stuff over there.
Some neat swag. Yeah, we did a lot of fun stuff. We find that a lot of people say, I gave your book, Brad, to my aunt or to my dad or my sister, or I gave it to our son, and you reignited their love of reading. These short, crisp, cinematic chapters where you can't put down the book. Now we can't pull the books out of their hands. They're reading again, and we haven't seen this. And as an author, I got to tell you, that's probably the greatest thing you can hear, is that you've reignited through your work, through your books, someone's love of reading. So we get people, once they start the books, they become very passionate about them, and they talk to each other on Facebook, and I like this scene, what'd you think about that scene? It really becomes like this cool book club with people scattered across the country and around the world who love the characters in the novels.
Tell everybody what Stay in the Fight means. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. So I was doing a book signing with some people who are from the what's called the unit Delta Force, is what it's probably most popularly known as. And I asked this retired Delta Force Sergeant Major, excuse me, what would you like to have me sign in your book? And he said, sign it and then name, which I can't say, and then put Stay in the Fight. And he said, in fact, Thor, you should sign all your stuff that way. Stay in the fight. So that's become kind of the motto, if you will, that I use on a lot of stuff that we have in the store, and that's how I sign the books and everything.
Well, I want to share with you, Brad, I got a copy of the book, an actual hard copy of the book, a couple of weeks ago, because we knew you were going to be on the show, and your PR folks were happy enough to send it out. As I said, read it cover to cover, loved it. Now, in our community here, we have a little lending library. And I went one day after the show, right around 6:30, put it in our little lending library. when I went back the next morning, it was gone. Everything else was still there. But, man, it was gone. And the only thing I thought was, son of a gun, if I ever got the chance to meet Brad, now you're going to have to sign my hand because I gave the book away. So just so you know.
I'll bring one with me when I come to Richmond next time. So I'll bring one, and it'll be my honor to give it to you, and I'll sign it. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. Well, Brad, thank you so much for making time for us. And I hope we can get you back, not just to talk about the books, but some of the other stuff that you're doing, this visionary approach to America. I know it's not my line, but I would share it with you. Stay in the fight, brother. You're doing great work.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. And I would love to come back on, talk world events, news of the day, anytime. Would be an honor to come back. And thank you for sharing me with your terrific audience.
Oh, my pleasure. That is Brad Thor. Please go to bradthor.com. Get yourself a copy of the newest book. You know what? Get a copy of all the books. I mean, you can get them. They're only 19. It's not gonna break you. But if you do want to start with one, I'm telling you, Near Dark, which is the latest one, is truly, I don't know if I want to say it's the best one, because, man, there are some good Brad Thor books, but this is definitely pretty close to the top. So do yourself a favor, check out some of the stuff from Brad Thor. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.